Hey, the head of the Lakes Jazz Festival, they're wannabes. KUMD's been making waves for 60 years, and the head of the Lakes Jazz Festival is only 44 years old. Ryan Frain is the UMD Director of Jazz. He joins us this morning to talk about the festival a little bit. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us. Someday,
thanks for having me.
Someday, the head of the Lakes Jazz Festival, too, will be 60 years old. Someday.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's quite the tradition. And, you know, John C. Smith started this Head of the Lakes Jazz Festival about 44 years ago. So we've been a long time running, and we'll keep going.
Good for you. Now, Ryan, tell me something about jazz that I wonder. You know, we have a lot of conversations on this program. We're all on KUMD about art. And sometimes you don't really get certain works of art until somebody kind of explains to you, this is how you could, you know, try looking at it this way, or see what the artist was going for here. And once you get a little, I don't know, for me it's a little bit like football. Once you kind of figure out, you have somebody explain to you what's going on, then it's a lot more interesting. Is jazz one of those musical forms that you kind of have to have somebody give you a little bit of context and background before you can really get it?
You know, I think you're right that, you know, it's kind of like football or fine wine or just about anything else, that the more that you learn about it, the more that you're perhaps able to appreciate it. And, you know, jazz comes in many forms, from very simple to very complex. And of course, you know, when I first sat down to listen to somebody like John Coltrane, I actually wasn't really all that interested in it. And, you know, several years later, after studying the music and understanding more and having been explained more about it, I couldn't turn it off. So you're right. It does, for some people, really require a little bit of a little research and maybe a little bit of, you know, interest in self-exploration. And for other folks, they're just there and they have a great emotional experience.
Well, it is true, I think, sometimes that something will just sort of hit you wham, and then you're interested and you're fascinated. But if you want to expand your horizons a little bit, and if you're the kind of person with a curious mind that says, all right, what's the big deal about fill in the blank? And instead of dismissing it, you want to try to understand it more. Well, how do you go about trying to give yourself that context or kind of fill in those gaps, other than, of course, going to the Head of the Lakes Jazz Festival,
right,
which will give you a listening opportunity?
Right. I think, you know, one of the things that really brought a lot of people into the fold was Ken Burns' jazz special. And, you know, that's one way, is to seek out some kind of instruction in terms of either finding some historical jazz videos, or if you're a reader, reading. There are so many great biographies of jazz musicians, from Miles Davis to Charlie Parker to Thelonious Monk. And that's another way, because some people are drawn in more by history. And of course, you know, if you're really interested, we have a plethora of jazz courses at UMD that, you know, you can come and say, hey, can I fit in on your jazz history course? Or I want to know more about jazz theory, or more maybe about improvisation. But I think above all of that, for an introduction to jazz, don't go to the computer or the radio, but find some live music. And if you sit in front of a great live jazz performance, I can almost guarantee that you're going to walk away with more interest than you came.
Well, you know, as much of a huge movie buff as I am and television buff as I am, there really is something about live theater that's just magic. And especially, I would imagine the same can be said for live music.
Absolutely true. You know, it's been said for, you know, a long time before the internet and before we streamed so much music, that the best recordings in jazz, to many, are live recordings, not recordings that were made in a studio, but live performances at, you know, whether it's the Cotton Club or different gigs that jazz musicians had. And that plays true today. Of course, the challenge being that people sometimes think it's a little more difficult to get out in front of their TVs or their computers and go actually consume some live music or live theater. But you're absolutely right. When you do that, the experience is so much different.
Well, folks are definitely used to coming over here to campus to have those great live music, live theater experiences, live sports events experiences. So that isn't going to be too much of a hassle. 17th through the 18th at the Weber Music Hall, and we'll get a link set up so folks can find more information. Ryan, tell me just briefly before I let you go, I'm really curious. How are you seeing when many people think of jazz, they think of an artist just riffing, just improvising. So as you train and work with, you know, every year a new crop of budding jazz enthusiasts and jazz musicians, what are you seeing? How are you seeing them evolve? Are you seeing them move in a different direction as time goes on? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we just had a recital on Tuesday night of a jazz studies student. And, you know, each, just like any other performance art, each person brings their own, you know, sort of piece to the puzzle within the context of the style. And, you know, this person brought some things that none of us saw coming. And, of course, you have to get all of the pieces of the craft learned and honed. But you're never quite sure what the end result is. And then, of course, after they have their 4 years at UMD and they have sort of evolved in terms of their craft and starting to really get into the art piece of playing this music and improvising, some of them go out and they fall more into the tradition of jazz, and some people go and push the envelope. So it's really dependent on the student and the personality of the person, you know, improvising. And it's one of the joys, quite frankly, of, you know, seeing what happens, because at the same time as you're trying to teach the tradition and make sure that they know the craft well enough, you don't want to, you know, get in the way of their creativity and their sense of direction and all of their other influences. So I can't say with, you know, with certainty what everyone will sound like when they're done, but I can say that they will all kind of take on some of their own sound.
With that in mind, does jazz give young musicians maybe more of an opportunity to push that envelope than some other forms of music?
I think the big piece that you have to consider is that there is you know, a far amount more improvisation in jazz music than many other forms. And it's always a little bit tricky to say whether that's more or less of a creative outlet, because maybe a composer who starts with a blank slate to some extent would have the same opportunity. But there is no doubting that there is a heavy, heavy amount of personal creativity that's involved in playing jazz music.
Well, folks will have the opportunity to listen to some of that great live jazz and track down Ryan, because he's, you know, obviously not going to have anything else to do during the whole Head of the Lakes thing. But I think Ken Burns has an opportunity. I think Ken Burns, through his documentaries, can make us fans of things we never thought we'd care about, like maybe the Civil War or baseball. So that's a great tip, is to take a look at a little bit of maybe Ken Burns' jazz special, and maybe especially if you like tragic, big, dramatic, tragic stories. As you mentioned, some biographies of some of the jazz greats. Charlie Parker's story is such an uplifting, hopeful kind of thing. But otherwise, go to the Head of the Lakes Jazz Festival and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have great, great international jazz artists coming in Friday and Saturday. Friday night is Ingrid Jensen and Christine Jensen. If you subscribe to Jazz Times magazine or anything like that, you'll see them on the cover from time to time. Ingrid just a few months ago. And Ernie Watts, you know, someone who started with Buddy Rich and has played with so many people, whether it was Pat Metheny or, you know, go on and on with that list. But it is the opportunity once a year to see this level of artist in Duluth and the region. And we hope you come out and spend some time with us.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The Head of the Lakes Jazz Festival in its 44th year coming up this weekend here at UMD. And we'll get some links and more information on our webpage at KUMD.org.